Zane, fantastic to see him in. You know, commiserations on the loss, but it was one of those things where the Eagles got too many points in the first half, but also the set piece, especially the line out there, really attacked you.
Yeah, definitely. In fairness, I probably thought it was on par there at set piece time, and certainly the line out. Like, we certainly turned over enough of theirs, and, you know, the reality is we can't leave ourselves that much work to do in the second half. We've got a real credit to the Eagles, who in the first half played really well off the back of our transitions and did really well to score points off them.
How do you find taking the spot over from Tony for the Rising? It's a bit more stress, better than, you know, sort of being the assistant, but that's what you want to do in your career, is to be the man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not necessarily more stress. I think it's just, you know, we've got a really good group of guys, and Tony certainly gives a really good lead and set a great example. So, you know, for my career, yeah, I'd love to one day, you know, continue to grow, but I've got to continue to learn at the moment and get results in this group.
Of course, you're part of Brothers up in Brisbane, and you helped win them a grand final, and of course they've done it again, and it's one of those things where coaches don't get remembered much only for the premiership, but the legacy they have as well of continuous success and continuous competitive nature at Brothers. You must be absolutely ecstatic with that.
Yeah, really happy for those guys. You know, my premiership was a while ago now, 2009, so really proud of those guys to get back at it this year. They made, you know, since then they've made, you know, five lots of semi-finals, so to finally get a grand final again and win it, it was really pleasing. Not only that, but there was three other grades that also won premierships, so it just means that the club itself is strong.
Yeah, well, now you're in Victoria here to see the state of rugby. Of course, Quins have been forever winning the Dewar Shield, and our Mick Snowden helped himself to a try that helped the Unicorns to get the prize this year. Is it just getting better and better in your time that's been there, and that's what you need, because there's been plenty of criticism? Let's get rid of the Rebels, let's get rid of the Farce, because they're not producing players, stealing all the players from the Shield Shield and the Hospitals Cup, and that's something, you know, we want to get our players flowing through into the Rising, but then moving into the Rebels.
Yeah, well, the reality of it is too now that we, you know, we've got some homegrown talent. You know, we've got, you know, even playing today, there's five blokes in our Rising group that are from Melbourne, so that's really, really pleasing for us. You know, likewise, the other states are actually starting to steal some of our talent. So, you know, you've got the young Rob Valentini who's just signed with the Brumbies, and there's a couple of other guys going. So, for us, I feel the Dewar Shield has certainly improved in its standard, and that's come from off the back of some really strong clubs, Harlequins, Melbourne Unicorns, Melbourne Uni, Powerhouse, really putting a lot of emphasis into their programs and really improving the standard. Also, I think probably Tony McGann and Baden Stevenson's thoughts on getting the Rebels players to play in the competition and making them stay in Melbourne on the weekends really helped them.
It's one of those things also that Southern District's a really vital club in that area of Frankston. We need to get them flowing too, because they're really a working class area for the game of rugby. Also great to see Shepparton. You know, they're a club out in the scrub, and they've got a great under-17s team, and that's really important as well, to make sure that Rebels and the Rising name gets penetrated in places like Bendigo and Ballarat, while the AFL take their eye off the ball and waste money in Western Sydney.
Absolutely. We only saw that this year in the in the Division 2 finals. We actually had the country sides, you know, three of the four were actually country sides in the second division finals, so that was really pleasing. You know, there's a lot of talented footballers out in those, in Bendigo and Shepparton, as you mentioned, you know, and in Ballarat in particular, you know, coming through the school program there. So for us, really important to continue to have a presence there and know that we're willing to develop local rugby in Victoria.
And that's the great challenge, because we have this universal fight. All sports don't send people out, and it's one of those irritating things for the people in the grassroots. This is great for us in Northern New South Wales, and it's great to see our homeboys such as Paddy Ryan and Alex Newsom and Gus Roberts and that, but we need to see more of those players come up to those areas and look after the country areas. And I understand the Rebels, you know, you've got 24 hours, 7 days a week training, all that sort of stuff, and trying to find that balance.
Yeah, the balance is key, isn't it? I think, you know, days like this are perfect. Taking the opportunity to stay here for a couple of days, which we're doing, get to know Tamworth and spend time in the town, and you know, again, that really just adds to the excitement about when we come back next time.